Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
South Sudan, the world's newest country, came into being on July 9, 2011. Yet to this day, the country has never held an election. Initially scheduled for July 9, 2015, time and time again, voting was postponed for various reasons. Finally, 2 years ago, the government set a date, December 2024. In the meantime, the country suffered through a brutal civil war that killed some 400,000 people and is still trying to stabilize its economy and deal with sporadic violence, entrenched impunity, and a dire humanitarian situation. It is long past time the people of South Sudan experienced the peace, security, and freedom they have so long demanded, that they fought for, and they so deserve, said United States Permanent Representative to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
It is critical South Sudan's leaders and parties engage in urgent dialogue and bring this transitional period, started in 2011, finally to an end through peaceful and legitimate elections.
The government of South Sudan has taken some positive steps. However, the 2015 National Security Service Act, recently amended to allow the National Security Service to arrest or detain people without a warrant, is not one of them. Free and fair elections aren't just about what happens on election day. They require open civic and political spaces every single day, allowing all to meaningfully take part in democracy, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
The United States, along with many other diplomatic missions, is deeply concerned that if passed into law, provisions of the National Security Service Act threaten to further erode the country's political and civic environment. By allowing arrests without warrant, the NSS Act would curtail freedom of expression, and we urge the transitional government to reconsider.
What's more, we are alarmed that over the past 5 months, the transitional government has imposed taxes and fees on UN, humanitarian, and diplomatic cargoes, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
These imposed taxes and fees have forced the World Food Program to reduce UN humanitarian air service flights by half. Today, over 8 million people suffer from acute food insecurity in South Sudan, a number that threatens to rise as even more Sudanese refugees flee south.
With both potential elections on the horizon, South Sudan is at a critical crossroads. The transitional government has the opportunity to choose the path of peace and prosperity over fear and desperation, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. We urge it to make the right choice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.